General Dubik says Iraqi forces now number 566,000, an increase of 122,000 since June of last year. 9 of 18 Iraqi provinces are under Iraqi control, he notes, with 12 Iraqi battalions now at the highest level of operational readiness and 90 at the second highest level. General Dubik says Iraqi forces are increasingly conducting their own operations, although with U.S. command and control, intelligence, logistics, and air support. And he lists a number of optimistic statistics.
Gains in the percentage of leaders in the units, the percentage of soldiers who are present for duty, the numbers of air missions and naval patrols per week, and the overall operational readiness ratings are all trending in the positive direction.
Christopher Straub is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle Eastern Affairs.
It's a year in which the Iraqis themselves deployed their forces on their own initiative, you know, it took big risks to do it, and have had success in a series of operations. That success has given them confidence in those forces.
Members of Congress welcome any good news, but remain skeptical about its accuracy. Ike Skelton heads the Armed Services Committee.
We need a real and a clear sense of where we are, General, in this effort, and how long it will take for the Iraqi security forces to be able to operate without us, and what the strategy is for getting us there.
General Dubik acknowledges that progress could still be reversed by insurgents he describes as active and capable, while Iraqi forces still face obstacles in training, leadership, and sectarianism. He says holding on to success achieved so far will require ongoing U.S. support.
To hold on to those successes and achieve the quality improvements and professionalization that we all want, continued coalition advisory and training teams, along with partnership units, is necessary, as is Iraqi security force funding.
Dubik says Iraqi officials, including Iraq's defense minister, have pointed to a general time period between 2009 and 2012, during which Iraqi forces could make the progress they still need to make. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle Eastern Affairs Straub had this response to a lawmaker's question about recent Iraqi statements about a U.S. withdrawal timetable.
I think the Iraqis, with these comments in the last couple of days about timetable, are looking at a time that their forces will be ready. So I don't think there's such a spread between us, but we're very much focused on conditions.
White House Press Secretary Dana Perino said Wednesday that the United States remains opposed to any arbitrary withdrawal timetable, and said Iraqi leaders agree that conditions on the ground in Iraq must be the primary determining factor. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.